Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 13. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Timothy, the first chapter. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard me until that day which has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Again, the time is now for all of you true Timothys that you be firmly encouraged so as not to simply throw in the towel and give up. With things spiraling downward in rampant paganism and unbelief, your fallen nature is all too prone to be discouraged, to stumble, to flinch and falter and forget. Paul himself calls a time out on descent into hopelessness. He advises you to self-examine and repent. Be neither ashamed of the word of the Lord or the testimony of his cross, nor of your fellow saints who have gone before and who accompany you even now. You and I need a Paul to reappear and disrupt our daily grind of suffering in this life. He will not hesitate to apply a swift kick to our collective backsides. The words jump off the page of the epistle. For this reason, Timothy, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, and therefore be not ashamed. Paul endures a second and final imprisonment in Rome. In the days leading up to his death by execution, only Luke remains with him. He yearns to see Timothy. For this reason, therefore, do not be ashamed, but share in the suffering of the gospel. Why? To what end, we ask? Paul offers at least three reasons to stand firm. First, God himself has called you to such trials and afflictions. This is such a difficult lesson for us to learn and accept, that he sends to each and every Christian particular sufferings. You should not be ashamed of this. Paul does not despair at the suffering that he faces. He is not ashamed of his imprisonment, even if others are ashamed, even repulsed. In fact, he is the Lord's prisoner, and he confesses him who appoints and guards, preserves and protects. It is as if Paul were saying to his youthful, now ordained student, and to you, you have no calling or appointment to start being timid now. You have been called to a sacred vocation, appointed to exercise the gospel to its utmost. This gospel that is exclusively your source of love and self-control. This gospel that is the love of Christ crucified, yet in lowly suffering, yet unashamed, lifted up on that terrible cross to pay for your sins. This gospel that is designated now to you for safe delivery to others, as you have been equipped with a clean conscience, unshaken, filled with humility, calm, sober judgment, patience, and supreme confidence. It is ever the time to rekindle the gift of grace imparted to all who have been baptized, the fire of faith, of love, of courage of the saints, to open mouths in joyful proclamation in the counsel of God. All this is still in you, but you are continually facing the danger of neglecting it, dear friends. Paul's admonition is to reflect and rekindle. The unthinkable alternative is that the work of the Lord might suffer by consequence. Second, what has been imparted to you is the only genuine gospel, full of power, forgiveness of every sin, the perfect righteousness of Christ, and the promise of eternal life to all who believe. This you have been given freely, without cost to you, but at the infinitely costly price of God's own self-sacrifice, His Son, the perfect Lamb, laid upon the altar of a bloody cross. For you. How did you learn about this, God's purpose and grace, thus so freely given to you? Through the appearance of the Savior Jesus Christ, something that goes far beyond God merely coming to visit, clothed in the humility of human flesh. The Son unashamedly comes with purpose and submission to accomplish His Father's will. All that He is and did and does for you from conception to eternity is yours. But you would have never known about any of that unless it was delivered unto you in words clearly spoken and heard in confidence. If the word were not faithfully preached, there would be no forgiveness, no victory, no power, no life. Timothy desperately needs it. So do you and I. This is why St. Paul reminds with such emphasis of the pattern of sound words. You are not saved by anything that you or any of your neighbors do, but by your word-borne confession of the one true faith. Our Lutheran forefathers in the Formula of Concord got it right. They said, "It is clear from God's word that faith is the proper and only means through which righteousness and salvation are not only received, but also preserved by God. Therefore, it is right to reject the Council of Trent's decree and whatever else is set forth with the same meaning. For they say, our good works preserve salvation, or the righteousness of faith that has been received, or even faith itself. According to Paul's admonition here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, it is simply safe to hold fast to the pattern of the sound words and to the pure doctrine itself. Third and finally, Paul reminds us that God's purpose and grace were given us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. So thoroughly comprehensive is your salvation that it was completed before creation. Again, the 16th century Lutheran confessors nail it down in the formula. This is how much of the mystery of predestination is revealed to us in God's Word. If we abide by this teaching and cling to it, it is a very useful, saving, consoling teaching. It establishes very effectively the article that we are justified and saved without any works or merits of ours, purely out of grace alone for Christ's sake, before the time of the world, before we existed, yes, even before the foundation of the world was laid, when, of course, we could do nothing good, we were chosen by grace in Christ to salvation, according to God's purpose. Be encouraged, dear baptized saints. No matter what you see or experience in this fallen world, your salvation is as sure and certain as you await the paradise that has been prepared for you by the shed blood of Jesus, your Savior. God loves you in Christ. That is what truly matters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.